Carriage Works will be decked out with dance and design that responds to questions of decolonisation as New Caledonia prepares for referendum on independence in Le Dernier Appel. It is a powerful Australian-New Caledonian co-production between Carriage Works and Marugeku. Nicholas Mollet is the magician behind the design of the performance, an emerging figure in the expression of contemporary Kanak culture, and he joins us here in its studio now. Hello, Nicholas.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Bienvenue.
Thank you.
So first off, how does this project kind of capture Kanak culture in what it is at the moment?
We speak about decolonization using some Occidental technical stuff. So it's more about what's happened today in our life, like an Highlander or people from Australia, because it's a parallel between Australia and New Caledonia, about decolonization in Australia and we're waiting now in New Caledonia, so for the referendum in November.
And what were some of the parallels did you find working with Australian artists on this project between how we're currently trying to decolonize Australia and New Caledonia?
About the decolonization, it's not the same way. It's completely different because yet the colonizer, well, the people who's coming from the Occident and Europe are not the same. We are a French colony and here it was an English colony, so the mind, it's not the same, I think. And so the way to the decolonization is completely different.
So this is the world premiere for Le Dernier Appel. How is production all going along at the moment?
We begin in November in New Caledonia for 3 weeks. With Marugeku was coming to find us and to have this proposition for the project. So with some dancer and with me to make the design. And after now they are in a workshop artwork process since 3 weeks, 4 weeks now. Now we are in a five week with week five. And I'm just coming to follow the band and the group and finalizing all the project together.
Excellent. So you're well versed in many art forms, including drawing, video, animation, and more. How did you incorporate that into this work?
It was a long reflection and a long speaking with Serge Aimé Koulibaly, who was a choreographer, and Rachel Swain, who is a dramaturge. So we have a good exchange, lot of strong exchange about what we want to show,
in which way, and
you have to come to see the result. It will be a surprise.
Yeah. So as you mentioned, there's a lot of dance elements in that. How was it working with our dancers here as well as your dancers?
It's funny because the codes they use are not the same like us in visual art. So it's other way for me, complicated and easy at the same time. Because with the boys, I know the boys from New Caledonia, so they are my little brothers. We are always together. This is very fundamental in our society to be together and to live together and to speak together, etc., etc. We have a good relationship about this and a good speaking too.
You've worked all across the world in performance companies. How does this design kind of complement this work in particular, especially with the referendum coming up?
Maybe this is the base of the artwork, was the referendum and the decolonization. But we speak more about a space where people are waiting, some society change, and more today with the globalization. So it's between our two countries, but it's more between what the humanity is living now in the globalization and how the people, small citizens like Kanak people, like Aborigines, have to find their space in this kind of society. Because it's completely different than our ancestor. Our grandfather was living. In few times, they changed everything. I think we speak more about this. At the beginning, we was with Australia and New Caledonia, but in the reflection, we arrived to thinking about the other people from other parts of the world, like African, because Serge is from Africa, so they have the same question. So I think it's more about this.
Well, it sounds like a fantastic project. Nicolas, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SCR today.
I have to come by.
We absolutely will. Le Dernier Appel will be showing at Carriageworks from the 15th to the 18th of August. Tickets are available on carriageworks.com.au.